Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning Envy Pro Call. Today is October 31st. Happy Halloween. I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotorVitality.com or by visiting MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives, or by subscribing to MotorVitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use. And to start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Well, I wanted to share an experience that I had, and nothing major, just a couple months ago, we talked about kind of giving and putting things out and giving in stealth and that type of thing. And I wanted to share with you something that happened to me this week or that I did that is just in the, it's just so cool. And I just wanted to kind of share in it a little bit. So when we practice the installations at the installer training facility, we'll pull like a new reverse osmosis system out and have the students put in the reverse osmosis systems. And after about, we always have them pack them back up because they install them and then they have to uninstall them. We have them pack them back up into the box as neatly as possible. But after four or five or six of those installs, that reverse osmosis system, the box starts to get messed up and it's been installed and uninstalled. It's still perfectly good. It's still a brand new unit, but you lose some of the experience for the installer on being able to pull out the reverse osmosis and put it together the way they normally would. So I usually sort of put them back together and we'll either sell them at as a discounted rate or a couple times I've given them as gifts to friends or whatever. There's early voting in Michigan, and I went over on Saturday and was standing in line for almost 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 22 minutes. It took me from the moment I got in line to the time I voted. And I was talking to this, there was a young man and his very, very, very pregnant wife in line. She ended up sitting, they had some chairs, and as the line was looping through this building, she would sit and kind of wait for us. But I was talking to her husband, and as it turns out, she had a planned cesarean for yesterday. They were set to have twins, and they knew ahead of time that one of the twins was going to have open heart surgery immediately upon being born. And but their attitude was just super positive and just hopeful. And so on a whim, I said, hey, swing by the office and I'm going to give you guys a reverse osmosis system. I mean, I had one there that had been there he couldn't believe it, so I texted him my number and on Monday he texted me and said, hey, can I swing by? As it turns out, Monday I had to get out of there early. So we scheduled for him to swing by on Tuesday afternoon. And, I showed him my facility and was talking to him about it and everything. And he said he was 31 years old. And he said his whole life, nothing like that had ever happened to him. Just that a random act of kindness from a complete stranger had never done that. So I showed him, gave him the reverse osmosis and all the fittings and everything that he needed to put it in and the tubing and showed him in my facility. I can, of course, show him how to hook it up and kind of walked him through and told him if he needed anything. He was just in awe over it, and just so grateful. And this morning he texted me pictures of the babies, just right about 15 minutes before this call. He texted me pictures of his sons, told me the surgery went extremely well with with the one that, you know, had to have the open heart surgery and was doing well. And it was one of those things where I can't even begin to tell you the you know, especially right now, I don't know if it's where you guys are, but there's so much vitriol in the air, you know, as we get closer to the election and people, you know, they're all like, you know, running to their corners. And sometimes people are just, they can just be very, you know, there can be a lot of contention right now. And I don't think it has to be, you know, people having different opinions of things, but it was so nice. You know, the whole time, I have no idea how he and his wife voted, not a clue. And it doesn't matter to me because they were just two people, you know, started doing something that I hope all of us are doing, regardless of who we support in this election, that we're voting because it is, it's just a phenomenal country that we live in, flaws and all. And so hopefully you'll do your part on that. But just, it was so cool just out of the blue to start my day off with pictures of the babies and just that kind of gratitude. And I didn't really have anything specific about that other than I just wanted to share that because it was on the heels of you know, what we had talked about before. So thank you for listening. So anyway, we do have a topic today, and this is sort of a follow-up to last week. You know, we talked about the short timers and what questions do you need to ask. And it made me think of, we haven't talked about this in a while, but as I have mentioned before, Tom Hopkins is one of my favorite sales trainers. Now, he's got several books out there, but the one that I always refer to, How to Master the Art of Selling Anything, is a phenomenal read. Or if you can find the audio version of it where he does the entire seminar, it's pretty long. I think it's like 24. Back when I first listened to it, was tapes, and then it was CDs. So I think there's 20 or 24 of them. It's super long, but just every topic that you could possibly think of. And man, is it a great, it's a great place to start just to get some basic sales training. I will tell you, there is, I don't know, 20 or 30% of it that I listen to and go, that's so old school, I would never do that. That just does not fit my personality. And I think that's the case with a lot of sales trainers. There are people that you listen to out there, and it's rare to find one where every single thing that they say is going to, you know, there's not a one size fits all on this stuff. You do have to adapt it to your own personality, you know, to what you do. But I think that even the stuff that I disagree with, I love being able to take it and modify it to what works not only for my personality, but also in my industry, in this industry. And that's one of the hardest parts about reading and listening to sales trainers as well, is how do you translate it from what they're doing, you know, what they're selling, to what we do. While there are a lot of similarities, there are also a lot of differences in what we do. But one of the things that Tom Hopkins talks about are, you know, qualifying questions. What questions do you ask? What are the most critical questions that you, you know, what is the most critical information that you need to gather when you're doing a presentation? And this goes whether or not it's a short timer, like we talked about last week, or whether you have time to do that thorough dream presentation where you're walking all the way through it. And so Tom Hopkins talks about, you know, easily identifying the type of questions that you ask by looking at needs. And when I gave this to Michelle to send out as a, you know, for the topic, I said needs, NEADS, and she came back and said, did you mean to spell it incorrectly? And I said, yes, because that's the way Tom Hopkins spells it when he's talking about this, needs, NEADS. And I just wanted to, we're going to go through each of the letters and what they are, and won't be as thorough as what he does, of course. But I do think that it's a really great place to start if you're trying to figure out, you know, what kinds of questions to ask in the home and what information you need to gather from them. So, has anybody heard this? Anybody familiar with this on the call? Does anybody know where I'm going or familiar with Tom Hopkins' needs?
Yes.
Is that Scott?
Yes.
Yeah, Scott. So, do you remember what the N stands for, Scott?
I'm not familiar with specifically Hopkins. I've heard it a long time ago.
Okay.
But really, you know,
I put you on a spot, didn't I?
That you ask, but the questions you ask on the front part is the cornerstone of just about any sales training that I've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's because questions, I mean, I have always said that he or she who asks the most questions makes the sale. So let me go through what the letters in the word needs, according to Tom Hopkins, what they stand for. So the N stands for now. And so these are any questions that have to do with what they are doing now, what they, you know, or what they've done before, right? What, you know, what their past experience with softened water is or whatever. But so a now question is anything that has to do with their habits. So some of the questions that would fall into those now question, into that now question category might be, are you buying bottled water? Do you currently have equipment? You know, do you have a water softener or have you ever had a water softener? How much soap are you using? You know, how often are you having to clean your toilets? You know, how much bottled water are you buying? Can you guys think of any other now questions that might be asked? Anything that would fit into that now category?
Does anybody in the house use specialty lotions or creams for dry skin or dry hair?
Great. Great. Very good. That's a now question. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Yeah, that's good. Dry, itchy skin. You know, do they experience that? Anybody else? What would be a now question? So you get an idea. The now question is anything that they are doing right now, any habits that they have, anything, any experience that they currently have. And we're not delving deep into it. We're not expanding on that when it comes to the now question. We're just asking the now question. Now, the next question does start to expand on it, okay? The next question, the E stands for enjoy, okay? So what do you enjoy about what you currently have or are doing when it comes to water treatment? And this is really important because sometimes we tend to go in and only focus on the negative. You know, oh, this is so bad. This is horrible. But when some, you know, bottled water, when they're buying bottled water, sometimes, you know, I mean, we go in there and talk about how, you know, how horrible it is to buy bottled water and, you know, how much space it takes up and so on and so forth. But they're buying bottled water. It stands to reason that they're doing that for a reason. And so we need to find out what do they enjoy about it. And I think that's critical to know, right? Maybe they have maybe they like that they can go down and maybe they've got a water softener and they like that they can go down and tell if the water's running anywhere or tell how many gallons a minute they have. Okay, that gives me a lot of information about the types of things that they're looking for. Maybe they like the convenience of bottled water. They like to be able to grab the bottled water and just run out the door with it without having to worry about the kids losing the aluminum or titanium bottles that they buy, you know, those water bottles. Maybe they like the taste of it. You know, maybe they like the peace of mind that they feel they get with bottled water. Maybe they like the when it comes to, you know, they have a softener, maybe they like the service on it, maybe they like the color of it. Whatever it is, you can delve in and find out what they enjoy about what they currently have. Okay. The next, the A would be, what would you alter about it? What would you change about what you currently have, or what your habits are, what you're doing? And, you know, maybe this is where, you know, you find out, you know, is there anything, if you were starting from scratch, if you were going to buy a brand new system, what would you do different? What would be different about it? What don't you like about what you currently are doing or what you currently have? Maybe they don't like that slimy feeling that they get. Like, it feels like you can't get the soap off. Now, in our industry, we all talk about how great that is for the skin, and it is, right? We all know that it's better for the skin. It's the, you know, that you don't get the dry, itchy. But there are people out there who do not like that feeling, and so I think that's valuable information to have. You know, we don't want that. We need to be able to address it. Maybe they like the peace of mind that they get with bottled water, but they hate knowing that they're throwing plastic into the landfills and oceans. Maybe they don't like the space. Maybe they don't like lifting them up when they go to Costco and having to lift up those heavy cases. You know, maybe they don't like putting salt in it, in their softener. These are things, you know, what would you alter? What would you change about it? Maybe it makes a ton of noise in the middle of the night. It's right underneath their bedroom, and it makes a ton of noise when it regenerates. You know, those are things we're gathering information that allows us to give them a recommendation based on what they say they want. You know, I mean, all of this is valuable information. Wouldn't you say, I mean, wouldn't you agree that having this information, even the things that they would change or the things that they like, that's valuable information. I think that allows us to custom design a recommendation around what their interests are, what they are wanting from us. The D, any guesses on what the D stands for? The D stands for decision. So this is any questions that have to do with the decision. And these are critical questions. You know, do you plan on, are you looking at upfront investments, or, you know, are you just going to pay for it outright, or are you looking at monthly investments, whether you finance or rent it? Okay. You know, do you prefer to do things monthly, or do you prefer to do it outright? Do you have a budget in mind? How soon do you plan on putting something in? How soon do you plan on buying something? You know, that's a huge one that you have to ask early in the process. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced where you've gone through your presentation and people are very interested, and you get to the end and they go, well, I really appreciate it. This has all been great information. We're going to remodel the kitchen, and we'll probably, you know, end up putting the softener in sometime next year. What? I just went through my whole big thing, and you're not even – you're a year, year and a half away from even doing anything? Really? What are you going to remember all the stuff that I just went through? I mean, you're going to remember one thing, you know, how much it costs, because that's what I wrote down on the brochure. And it may not even be the same price then when I – in a year from now. I mean, sometimes prices go up, you know. So you got to find out, when do they expect to do it? Are there any other decision makers involved with making the decision, right? Is there anybody else that, you know, I mean, a partner, a spouse, are your mom and dad, because they're actually going to buy it for you? You know, are you, you know, any questions that have to do with the decision? Okay. Anything at all that has to do with actually making that decision. It's only after you have uncovered their need, and this is one of the things that Tom Hopkins says that I love the way he kind of puts this together, but once you have uncovered the need from the customer, you've discussed the now, you've discussed the what they like about their equipment, you've discussed what they would change about their equipment, and you've discussed all the questions regarding the decisions, okay, it's only then that you can offer a solution which is what the S stands for. So you have to uncover the need first before you can make a customized solution recommendation for them. So the S stands for solution. So N is now, E is enjoy, A is alter, D is decision, S is solution. And so when you're looking at, you know, kind of how to organize the questions, I mean, we've talked at length about other professionals and what other professionals do, the doctors. You know, you go into a doctor's office and you've got that 90% of that doctor's visit is the doctor gathering information. It's asking questions. It's, you know, you've got, including how you're going to pay for it. It's all about asking questions and gathering information. And only about 10% of that doctor's visit is them making a recommendation, them giving you a suggestion on what you should do to address whatever ails you. And that is, you know, they've got it down to a science. I mean, they've got this big form that asks you just a whole bunch of categories and questions. And we can basically do the same thing, you know, by looking at, I mean, we should be asking those questions ahead of time. And it makes it so much easier to make a recommendation to help them, to give them a solution if you have spent the time finding out what they want to buy. I mean, so many salespeople, I think they go in there with their script in there and they recite it straight out. And sometimes the script does a good job. Sometimes the script, it catches, you know, it's a big net, and sometimes it catches some sales. But I don't know. I just never did very well with that. I found it way easier to really narrow down specifically. I mean, if you ask them the right questions, customers will tell you exactly what they want to buy and when they're going to buy it and how much they want to spend. You just have to ask the right questions. You just have to let them tell you what they want to buy and how much they want to spend and, you know, what their interests are. And certainly you can make recommendations because you're the professional and they are looking to you for information. So certainly there is the opportunity to make a recommendation, but you can make that recommendation based on what their need is. Any thoughts, comments, or examples of questions, or what do you guys think of this? Think this is too old school? Somebody. We just lost somebody. So
I was going to say, Michelle, I don't know how you feel about this question, but I don't know that I heard you ask, do you have any health concerns? I know you spoke about the silky, slimy, but
yeah,
you know, I think these days that's, aside from not wanting to have staining, you know, in the toilet or smell from the water, there might be health concerns as well.
So there's two things to address on that. Number one, we have to be very careful when we ask about the health concerns.
Oh, I lost you.
Yeah, I think you went out.
Let me text him.
I dropped there for some reason. It just suddenly went off. Sorry about that. Thanks for sticking around. So I think we have to be very careful about the talking specifically about, you guys can hear me now, right? I'm back.
Yep.
Okay. We have to be very careful about specific health, you know, talking health concerns because we're not doctors. And, you know, so anytime we address the health concern issue, I think we have to do that very carefully and only utilizing certifications and proven facts. That being said, Michelle, I think that you're right in consumers today are much more concerned about their health and you know, they're reading things on in the news. So, but I, what category would that fall in, you know, of the NEADS, what would be, what category would asking them about what concerns they have, what would that fall in under?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I was thinking that you, as you said, you have to be very careful. And if someone said, well, I'm afraid about this or about that, you don't address that specifically. You say what a softener can do, what a reverse osmosis can do, what it can take out of the water without saying this is what, you know, obviously you don't say anything like this will help you, this will cure you. You just say what it does and what it takes out.
Yeah, staying with certification. So I would say that that falls into the in, the now, you know, what concerns do you have? You know, what, you know, what do, you know, in terms of what you're, you know, what you're doing now or what you're feeling now. So I think that would fall under the in on that. But yeah, I think that's a big one. You know, the types of questions. You've got to explore where their head is at that moment. What are their, you know, what are their concerns? Any other thoughts on this? Comments? Is it too old school? Is it relevant? Does it make you sit down and go, maybe I should organize my presentation a little bit better? I think that's what this is, right? Is it's making sure that we're not just going in haphazardly, that we actually have structure in our presentation, you know, that we have that's where the script comes in handy, but this allows you to create a presentation that is still structured, but based around what they need, what their answers are. Thoughts?
It's very relevant, Kelly. You should be so good that you can move in any direction. You should know everything inside and out and be able to talk to people conversationally. Running from a script, I'm running from the script giver. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So. Any other thoughts?
The questions you ask on the front end identifies what they are aware of. However, it also identifies what they're not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Because with what we do, we can come, most times there's one or two things that the reason that they're calling us out there for. However, solving those two things may not provide enough value for them to stroke a check at the end of it. However, if you identify and you can solve those problems, however, you also uncover, well, were you aware about this? Well, you weren't aware about this. We're about this. Then you build the value that you're solving those problems, but also solving these problems that you weren't aware of.
And sometimes you can, as you're saying there, Scott, you can give information in the questions. You know, are you looking at monthly investments or an upfront investment? And they're going, oh, I didn't realize you can rent these things, you can finance these things. Sometimes in the question itself, you know, do you consider the water that goes on you or the water that goes in you a higher priority, right? And they're like, what do you mean the water that goes in you? Oh, well, we have the drinking water system too. Well, isn't that the water softener? No, let me explain to you what they do. And so sometimes those questions can give them more information. It can be part of your presentation. It can be in the questions themselves can be information about what some of their options are. So, all right, you guys, it is at the top of the hour. I've got to run to the airport, so I'm going to hop off, but we will talk to you guys next week, if not before. And everybody have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Be safe, everybody. Thanks so much for hopping on.
Thanks, Kelly. Have a good day. Happy Halloween.